what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. Little place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up and loud as it
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. It is the 20th day of January. The year is 2006, and folks, we're two-thirds of the way through this month, and I keep saying this, and the reason I keep saying this is because I cannot believe how fast time is passing. I don't know. If I were locked up in some prison somewhere, I may not think that way. But I'll tell you, somebody has hit the fast forward on the VCR of life. It is moving quickly. On today's program, we're going to open. It'll be an open phone Friday. Okay. Anything that's on your mind, we will discuss. But I've got information and news that I haven't been able to touch here in the last week. Did some interviews here, and well, it's real tough just to cover the stuff, so we will do that also. And today I've got Greg Szymanski on with me, and he'll be joining us in just a couple of minutes. And what else here is on the table? I want to go into the tape of Bin Laden. Okay, this came out of Al Jazeera, and what you did not hear on American news was the content of what he has supposedly said. Now, I'm not saying that this is 100% certifiable Bin Laden message, but when I'm looking at this, I have a tendency to believe that it is. But you heard none of the details on the mainstream news, and when I go into this, you'll understand why. Also, who is behind... Who is behind the Book of Daniel, the new NBC Friday night show? An Episcopalian priest who struggles with self-medication. 23-year-old son who's gay and a 16-year-old daughter gets popped for dealing pot. And another son who's jumping on every high school girl he sees. And a wife who's very loving, but evidently she has a little drinking problem. Well, Ted Pike has his take on that, and I will relay that to you. And did you hear this, folks? I heard this on the news the other day. Well, the IRS is hiring hundreds of new people. The government's in trouble. They need to go out there and revenue, and they need their revenueing agents in the field. Well, they're aggressively hiring them. So I guess Bob Schultz from We the People, I guess his message didn't get out enough. He got to the point where he was putting the squeeze on the people in Washington and demanding some answers. And you would think that the IRS would be forthcoming, that they'd do a showdown with Bob Schultz in front of the media anytime, anywhere. Because after all, the IRS is true and correct and certainly legal and constitutional, right? You would think so. You would think that they would grab the opportunity to put down all this falderal about all these people whining and crying and protesting against the IRS. It would seem to me it would be a pure PR coup d'etat for the IRS. Because after all, they're legitimate, right? Right. We'll take the break here. Come back on the other side. Greg Szymanski is going to spend a little time with me today. And then we'll open up the phones. Open Phone Friday, folks. 800-313-9443. We'll see you on the other side of this break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
This person that you're going to hear from in a second has a program on this network, a two-hour show, as a matter of fact, every single day, Monday through Friday. And I think we're getting ready to move him. He's right now 12 to 2. I think we're getting ready to move him to 2 to 4 p.m. Have you heard anything about that, Greg Szymanski?
Yeah, you were talking to me the other day. I just was going to ask you, when do you think this is going to occur?
Sooner than the other talk show hosts think it's going to happen.
Okay.
Okay.
You let me know. At least give me 5 minutes' notice.
Hey, not a problem. You know I always give you at least 3.5, but I'll be nice. I'll give you 5. Hey, you're going to be in town next week.
Yeah. If, you know, as they say, if the weather permits, I mean, we just got hit with a big snowstorm here, so I'm trying to get things together, but I think it should make it.
Well, and we have a little favor to ask. If somebody is here in the Austin area, Greg, you're actually coming down here, and you have plans on putting roots down here in Central Texas.
Yeah, I was thinking to move there. I was looking around for a place, and hopefully maybe somebody out there has something.
Well, it's a great place to live. The cost of living is not high. Maybe you can come down here and join us in the battle here against the toll roads. They're planning on doing away with the traffic jams down here, but they're going to do it by emptying everybody's pockets out, or at least that's what they have planned.
Oh, wow.
But you're going to be traveling around for about a month, and you're going to be doing sidewalk interviews. Let the listeners know what's in store for them on that one.
Well, what I'm going to do is I got together with Phil Jahan, and then there's another gentleman who's an RBN listener who's going to donate his motorhome driving and everything else, and he's got some radio equipment on there that we can use so we can broadcast. And what we're deciding, what we're doing, it's called the 9/11 Jaywalking Tour. We're going to go around and interview people all over the country. Hopefully, before this financial collapse, I can make one final trip around the country before they close the borders. And you need a passport to go from state to state. But anyway, intentions are to travel east coast to west coast, getting the pulse of America, bringing them some evidence that we've gathered, which I think beyond a reasonable doubt shows the government was involved in 9/11. I want to ask people that question because I think that's been kind of the catalyst that has gotten us into a lot of problems in the last three or four years. And among other issues, I want to talk to people about war in Iraq. Basically, just get into ask a lot of questions about their finances and just talk to people in all over the country and bring it on the radio every day along with some print articles and then eventually a video I want to put together.
The man on the street kind of an interview. This is something
right.
that they dare not do in the mainstream media. Well, they may do it. They do it. And especially when we have controversial or hot topic issues. Of course, we know the editors are working overtime to present the best side for the media's perspective and, of course, whoever they're stumping for. So this ought to be interesting. I just had a thought when you were saying that. The Loose Change 2, have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen most of it, all but about the last 10 minutes, but go ahead. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, well, what I'm going to do here is we'll fire off a bunch of copies. So when you're talking to people about 9/11, we'll make sure that you have copies that you can hand out to people.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so we'll make sure that happens. So you'll kind of be a Johnny Appleseed also, you know, going around. So we'll make sure that we load you up with good stuff. And I'll tell you what, you have a request. I'm going to fill part of that request. You're coming down from, where is it, Idaho?
Yes.
Okay, you're coming down from Idaho, and you've got two dogs and two birds.
Yes.
Okay.
Two dogs and two birds.
and I'm going to take the birds. You're going to be on the road for a month. I'll take the two birds for the month, but I can't take the dogs because I got three cats and two dogs of my own.
Oh boy! Well,
yeah.
You know something? I really appreciate that. That would really be a load off my mind. If you would take those two birds for 3 weeks, it'd be great.
Well, I'll stick them right next to the marine tank there. I'm sure that they won't be bored. But we need somebody down here in Central Texas. Hopefully around the Austin, Georgetown, Round Rock area here, that can babysit his dogs for a couple of months. If that's possible, give us a call here at the network at 800-724-2719. And, of course, we'll provide the food and all that stuff.
Yes, I mean, I'll provide all that. If somebody could help me out, I got two. One's a lab mix and the other's a... kind of a mutt, about the same size, medium size. And
good dogs don't go in the house, don't chew up stuff.
No, they're well mannered.
Okay, good. Well, that's going to help. All right. So anybody out there that wants to take care of Greg's dogs for a month, I'll take the birds if somebody will take the dogs, and we'll get you on the road and get you started in that endeavor. I am just absolutely amazed here. I'm looking at a lot of news stories. You've been nosing around on the Iran issue, Greg. How do you see this thing shaping up?
Well, you know, I think it's just it's a case where, you know, months ago, you know, I remember back in August there was a big there was a lot of news about Iran, and I talked to a number of people in Tehran. I occasionally appear on a show there out of Tehran TV, and once every couple of months they call me and I give them my perspectives, and I talk to them basically from the. I've asked them to talk to people on the street. I mean, and ask you know what do they feel about this issue? I mean, they're basically not a threat to us. We're trumping the threat, and basically, I think that it's going to come to a head very shortly now, and we're going to be involved in a nuclear war.
Well, that's a distinct possibility, and what I'm looking at is who may be drawn in on the other side or backing Iran. I had Webster Tarpley on yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and he does a program in Israel,
mm-hmm.
and he's a regular scheduled guest, I guess, on somebody's radio station over there, and it's not state-owned Israeli radio, and he takes on the issue. The last time he was on the show, he took on the issue of Iran, and went head-to-head with some rabbi. Of course, the rabbi wanted to go in and kill all the Iranians, as most of the Israelis want to do. But, you know, this is an interesting situation. The press has lied about the support that George Bush has gained over his war in Afghanistan and Iraq. They're always trying to put a happy face on it. In November, he came out with his PR program and trying to sell this. I don't know how he's going to expect to sell, let's go after Iran next. But we're seeing Iran make some moves here. They're battening down the hatches. They're moving their assets out of Europe right now. In anticipation of sanctions, the same thing that we did to Iraq before we bombed the living snot out of them and killed a bunch of their people. So I don't know how he's going to sell this to the American people. The military is not buying it. I can tell you that right now. The feedback that I'm getting is the military has just thrown up their hands and rolled their eyes because they know that this is a no-win situation. And they, as with Iraq, that came out later, as the foot soldiers over there learned, well, wait a minute, why are we here? Because there were no weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein never attacked the United States. It had nothing to do with al-Qaeda or any terrorist network. And the same goes for Iran. The worst thing the Iranians did when the Ayatollah was in was they snatched some people and held them in a consulate over there. But that was, let me see, in the late 70s? So Iran has created or sinned not against the United States. So he's going to have a fine time trying to sell this. And right now, his military people are not backing this.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about this is that most people realize now that Iraq was a mistake and that they lied to us. And they're doing the same thing in Iran. And you know what's amazing to me, though, is that this doesn't really resonate across the country. I mean, it's almost as if you have two forces out there. Bush, you know, the administration who feels arrogantly above the law, they don't really care anymore. They're going to spin it the way they want. You've heard it every day. Iran is a nuclear threat. They're building up their nuclear capability. There's nothing that anyone... And no matter, it'd be like talking. It's like talking to a wall. They just feel impervious. They have their plans, and I think basically all you have to do is say this: the American government is corrupted to the point where no longer should you believe anything that comes out of their mouth when it talks about war, about another country being a threat. Because I believe our government is a bigger threat than anybody else from their stance. And you know, the media doesn't help. They don't cover this thing with a fine-tooth comb, telling you the truth, telling you, even questioning. And the reason is because they are paid off, and they're involved in this thing just as deeply as the government. When you get people like Tucker Carlson, you get people like Anderson Cooper, and all these people that are out there with pretty faces, look at their backgrounds. They're all from rich families.
Isn't Anderson Cooper's real last name, isn't it Vanderlip or Vanderbilt or some Vander?
And that's his mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his mother's from that family. And he's basically a millionaire child who grew up and became a CNN analyst because of that tie. And he's going to toe the line. I mean, he will not go any farther than he's allowed to. And so, you know, that's what our media's turned up. So I don't know what to say. I mean, you see what's going to happen, and you just don't. You can't. I can't even believe that this is going on. I mean, to be honest with you,
most Americans don't believe it either. At least those that have taken the time to do a search for their own information, because look, most of the people, Greg, in this country have got the sense that the media is just a dog and pony show. It's no more than entertainment. Every once in a while. I mean, they'll cover some issues, and they'll cover it truthfully and honestly, but when it comes down to politics, connections to Washington, D.C., any of their mega-buck advertisers or any scams that are going on, forget it. You're not going to hear anything. But, you know, we've had an aspartame case going on in California for how long? Well, there's too many contracts for Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi and aspartame products on any of these network outlets. They're not going to do a negative news story on the hand that feeds them, that stuff is killing many thousands of Americans every year. Hey, look, we got a break. We'll come back on the other side. And I'll tell you what, let's take some calls. 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Greg Szymanski, his live show in the evenings. Yes, I am actually promoting another network, Genesis Communications Network. Your program down here in Central Texas airs 7 to 8, mm-hmm. and that's Central Time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you've got USA News, Top of the Hour News, and so many commercials. We figured it out. You only got 35 minutes of radio. But at any rate, you're on down here from 7 to 8, Monday through Friday down here. So you you folks, actually, they don't get to hear your show from, and this is amazing to me, but this is why we're moving, one of the reasons, considerations, we're moving your show from 2 to 4, because there's somebody else in that slot that I think, quite frankly, in your journalistic investigative style, you're a natural for radio. I think you'll probably beat this other guy, and you'll probably be heard more. So that's a good thing. But at any rate, you're down here for you fans down here in Central Texas. You can hear Greg from 7 to 8, and that's Monday through Friday.
Right.
On your local radio station. At any rate, we got some calls here. Yep, for some calls?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Cool. All right, and let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Hello, Jeff.
Oh, yes, and good evening to you, too, Stan. And, Greg, as far as coming to Boston is concerned, when you come up to Boston, I would definitely welcome you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, so when are you coming up to Boston?
Well, you know, probably on the last leg of the tour, because we're going to come back through the west and then go back through the east, so probably at the end of, I would say, the end of February.
Oh, well, that's very neat, because I give you some tips on some good spots to stand at to get the most people, because Boston is a very liberal area, but if you stand in the right spot, you can really get a pulse of the Northeast.
Oh, but, yeah, definitely. Boston is going to be, I'm looking forward to it a lot, and I want to talk to people there. And, you know, this kind of reporting used to take place a lot. You don't see it much anymore. The mainstream media really is not going to get out. They don't want to talk to people that are going to come on the air and say, look, you know, just impeach this guy and get this guy Rumsfeld and throw him out by the crook of his neck because he is a crook. And, you know, that's, you know, I swear, I think there's many, many people in this country who are just dying to get their voice heard. And we're going to try to talk to as many as we can. And if anything, we're gonna allow some people across the country to be heard, which I think is important.
Well, that's a good thing. And I like your program today when you had that guest that talked about submarines off the East Coast and the West Coast. Mm-hmm. That is some freaky stuff.
That is, you know. And I'm sitting here about 40 miles away from a submarine that's in Lake Ponderé in Idaho. I don't know what that's doing there. It's a nuclear sub that's been here for 10 years doing supposedly investigations or research. But I have a feeling it's doing a lot more than that.
Is this a landlocked lake?
Oh, yeah.
How the heck did they get it in there?
Well, this thing has been, this lake is one of the deepest man-made lakes in the country, okay? And they used it way back in World War II. They had a military base there, and they used it way back then for testing. And so what they do now, if you go to Lake Ponderé, it's very, very wealthy homes. Here's what I found out just going there. Very wealthy homes all around. Just a beautiful lake. Just gorgeous place. I mean, you just fall in love with it when you see it. I talked to a number of residents there. I said, have you seen a submarine there? Oh, the submarine. Yeah, the Cutthroat. It's been there since 1995 or 6, and they do research. And I see it. Well, I see these white planes flying all the time below here. And I see this periscope come up by my house sometimes. But, you know, they do research, but that's about all. And then they said, but you ought to go down the road. I know there's a couple, but don't tell anybody, there's a couple ex-Nazis that live around here.
Oh,
but
wow.
You got to go find them. You got to go find them, Greg. And I go, okay, I will start looking.
My goodness.
But, seriously, people around the lake know about it. The kids at the grade school named it 10 years ago. It was a school project. And they named it the Cutthroat. And it's the largest nuclear non-manned sub in our country. There's a sister ship in Virginia. And what they have, there's still a military base. It's very, you can't notice it at all. There's a fence and there's a lot of cameras, but you wouldn't know it's a big military base. And they just have this submarine down there doing research. When I went there, I couldn't find anybody to talk to. So I'm going to go back again maybe before. I don't know if I'll have time, but I plan to go back. I wanted to find out what exactly they're doing, but you're not going to get much from the military. So.
Right.
Oh, of course. That's a fact. But you know what's funny? Before I split, if nuclear missiles do go off in the cities of our country, America will be completely destroyed. And, in fact, there's an executive order that says that we have to take a first hit before we respond their attack.
Yeah, and I think it was Greg, during the Clinton administration, that the subcommanders, basically their keys were taken out of their hands, and and we have to absorb a first hit before we retaliate. Now, I don't know what kind of national defense strategy that is. I mean, we can remember during the Cold War that they run endless computer simulations on if Russia launched against us, you know, how many sites they were targeting and what our response time would be and all this other stuff. And basically they figured out it would be a mutually assured destruction scenario, a mad scenario, and it really wasn't one that the United States wanted to entertain or Russia, because, you know, you'd end up with a bunch of dead people and a bunch of territory you couldn't occupy for a while. But to absorb a first strike, a nuclear strike, I don't know what kind of insanity that is or who thought that program up. Hey, Jeff, thanks for your call. Appreciate
it. Have a good one, man.
All right. We'll take a break here, come back on the other side. Can you spend a little bit more time with us?
Sure. Spend another little while. Sure.
Okay, real good. All right. We'll do that right after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Republic Broadcasting Network toll-free at 1-800-724-2719.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right. We are back, folks, with me here for a little bit longer. Greg Szymanski, his program is on this network from 12 until 2 p.m., and that is Central Time. And let me see, the shortwave frequency. I can get it all around the country.
When is that changing now?
That's not going to change.
No, I mean the time.
Oh, I know that's to be determined.
Okay.
To be announced. I think they say TBA.
I just tried to get it out of you.
I'm a little bit cagier than that, my friend. At any rate, Peter in Canada. Hello, Peter.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I wanted to ask Greg, or even yourself, John, maybe if you can help me out here. You know that old quote from John Swinton from the 50s at the New York Press Club about how the corporate media being the tool and vassals of rich and powerful men, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I tried telling that to someone the other day. Of course, you know, you see the deer in the headlights look on their face, and basically all that's urban legend kind of thing. Is there an actual audio recording of him saying that you could actually prove it to someone that, yes, indeed, he did say it?
Well, it was said back in the, 1800s sometimes?
It was back
long ago.
Yeah, I'd heard two dates on it. One was in the 50s, and the other was back in the 1800s.
It was in, no, I'm sure. It was back in the 1800s.
Okay.
Because I remember I researched that. In fact, I have part of that quote on my web. Not the quote, but part of the thought on the website. Swinton. I got into an argument with somebody else. Not an argument, but when the quote was made, I traced it down. It was made back in the 1800s, so it wasn't taped. But it was made to the New York Press Club. And he was a well-respected journalist. So what he was basically saying was that the journalists acted like intellectual whores, even back then. And you're seeing it now. I mean, this is I don't even call it journalism. I'm embarrassed. And I think, and what's interesting, I've had several investigative journalists on my show, and I tried to find some and get them on because categorically, and one of them contributed to In the Buzzsaw, that book talks about. Yeah. And, it's just basically most of the good guys in the press are either out of it or really just can't, stomach it anymore because they see what's happening. And basically my guest, who's named Dave Hendricks, longtime 40-year reporter, did some really credible work on TWA Flight 800. He says this. He just basically says all they do now is just get press releases from the government and follow the line and then just get somebody to respond to that. So that's basically what's happening. It's not reporting. He said they're acting like stenographers.
Anything else, Peter?
Yeah, so basically there is no, for the biggest skeptic of that Swinton quote, there's really no hard evidence that you could present to them that says here. Yeah,
well, it's not a tape. I mean, you'd have to go. Yeah. I think the hard evidence has been documented by God. I mean, this is, it's almost like you're saying, oh, it was a quote by Mark Twain or something.
What are the references from that quote?
I don't. Right off the top of my head, I just Google it.
Just punch in Swinton, and I'm sure you'll come up with it.
Okay.
All right.
Take care, guys.
I appreciate it.
Bye.
Tell you what, I'm going to get into some hard news here, Greg. I know you've got to rest up here. You got a show coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes.
All right.
And just again, folks, he's going to be going on a road trip. And you're calling that what again?
The 9/11 jaywalking tour.
The jaywalking tour, and you're going to be out for a month. He's got some animals, and I'm going to take care of his two parrots, and we need somebody here locally here in Central Texas to take his two dogs for a month. No expense to you. We'll provide the food and everything else. So just give us a call here at the network at 800-724-2719 and dial extension 116 when that comes in, or you can leave a message on my extension at 111. So just dial 800-724-2719, extension 116 or 111. And we'll get your dogs parked for a while so you can go out there and do some journalistic stuff.
Hey, thanks a lot, and thanks for watching the birds.
All right, not a problem, Greg.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, it's, gosh, I got three cats. It's going to be an endless source of entertainment for those three cats. I hope he has sturdy cages. Oh, boy. At any rate, there's something coming out here. Aaron Russo, you remember him? The accomplished Hollywood producer and director has just completed America from Freedom to Fascism, a feature film about the IRS, the Federal Reserve, and the New World Order. Russo's films, which included Trading Places, starring Eddie Murphy, The Rose, Bette Midler, have received six Academy Award nominations. Russo has personally won both an Emmy and a Tony Award, and his films have also won a number of global Golden Globe Awards. Mr. Russo, as a writer, director, and producer, is entering America in the May 2006 Cannes Film Festival. And if you remember, folks, Waco Rules of Engagement was shown to a very mixed crowd, and everybody in that place, there was not a dry eye in the house. So I'm sure that America, when that debuts at the Cannes Film Festival, it's going to be something. Now, not unlike showing the of Mel Gibson's film The Passion to congregations across America in advance of its formal release, Russo has offered to present his new film in advance of its premiere showing at Cannes to the congregations of patriots assembled at the upcoming We the People regional conferences. The 95-minute film, America, From Freedom to Fascism, will be shown in its entirety at the Tucson We the People meeting on Saturday, January 28th, The meeting is free and open to the public, and that's going to be, let me see. Oh, I even have the information in front of me. Isn't that handy? At the Residence Inn on 6477 East Speedway Boulevard in Tucson, Arizona. And here's the number for the hotel, 520-721-0991. And the contact on that is Terry Bressy. So there you go. And you can go to the website, givemeliberty.org, if you didn't write it down fast enough. So very good. I'm glad to see Aaron Russo is still out there hammering the subjects. The Bin Laden video. Now, we have seen the CIA and some of their offerings. One of the most laughable is when they presented a tape of Osama bin Laden. Really looked nothing like him. The guy was the wrong hand. He was wearing jewelry. And, well, the CIA blew it again, okay? But this tape that came out, and I'll just tell you what Al Jazeera said about this. They said in an audio tape broadcast on Al Jazeera, Osama bin Laden has warned that al-Qaeda is preparing an attack very soon, but also offers Americans a long-term truce. Now, the voice attributed to bin Laden and apparently addressing Americans said this, "The new operations of al-Qaeda has not happened not because we could not penetrate the security measures. It is being prepared, and you'll see it in your homeland very soon." But the voice on the tape, which appeared to be aimed at the American public, also offered a truce. "We do not mind establishing a long-term truce between us and you." The tape broadcast by Al Jazeera on Thursday, that was yesterday, but dated back to December of last year, comes a year after a year of silence from the al-Qaeda leader. And quoting it again, "This message is about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and how to end those wars. It is not my intention to talk to you about this because those wars are definitely going our way. But what triggered my desire to talk to you is the continuous deliberate misinformation given by your president, Bush, when it comes to polls made in your home country, which reveal that the majority of your people are willing to withdraw U.S. forces from Iraq. Americans want peace." And then keep in mind that Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein were not necessarily buddies, okay? He goes on to say, and I'm still quoting, "We know that the majority of your people want this war to end, and opinion polls show the Americans do not want to fight the Muslims on Muslim land, nor do they want Muslims to fight them on U.S. land. But Bush does not want this and claims that it is better to fight his enemies on their land rather than on American land. Bush tried to ignore the polls that demanded that he end the war in Iraq. We are getting increasingly stronger while your situation is getting from bad to worse." He told the U.S., referring to poor U.S. Troop morale and huge economic losses inflicted by the war. He goes on to say, "The war in Iraq is raging and the operations in Afghanistan are increasing." Now here's where he gets around to the truce offer. "In response to the substance of the polls in the U.S., which indicate that Americans do not want to fight Muslims on Muslim land, nor do they want Muslims to fight them on their land, we do not mind offering a long-term truce based on conditions, on just conditions, that we will stick to. We are a nation that Allah banned from lying and stabbing others in the back. Hence, both parties of the truce will enjoy stability and security to rebuild Iraq and Afghanistan, which were destroyed by war. There is no problem in this solution, but it will prevent hundreds of billions from going to influential people and warlords in America, those who supported Bush's electoral campaign. And from this, we can understand Bush and his gang's insistence on continuing the war." Addressing Americans again, he said, "If your desire for peace, stability, and reconciliation was true, here we have given you the answer to your call." Now, you didn't hear any of this on the mainstream media. They just talked about the tape. They gave you no background information or content of the tape itself. Okay. Now, Al Jazeera, they did an analysis. Al Jazeera dedicated its evening broadcast to Arab and Muslim analysts who gave their assessments and analysis of bin Laden's approach. Sheikh Said bin Zughair, a prominent Saudi Muslim scholar, said bin Laden was delivering a professional political message. He was responsible. He said he said, do not fight us and we will not fight you. Then he offered a truce. He was speaking politically. It's not the first time that Al-Qaeda offers a truce. The last time it offered it to the European peoples, I remember back then, they asked a woman from London about her opinion of a suggested truce. She said, let us go for it. If bin Laden is sincere, we will be winners. If not, we will not lose anything. Now, Zakir called on the U.S. to adopt this theory, saying reason sometimes beats politics. Dr. Daya Rashwan, an Egyptian specialist in Islamic movements, said the bad quality of the tape indicates that bin Laden is far from his aide, Dr. Ayman al-Zarqawi. Now, we saw al-Zarqawi's previous recordings were clear and professionally recorded, while today's bin Laden tape is of bad sound quality, which indicates that the two men live in two different environments. Bin Laden was specific in the testimony he used. He used the word war to describe the situation in Iraq, which he used the term increasing operations to describe the situation in Afghanistan. Now, here's the U.S. response to this. The White House said on Thursday that the U.S. does not negotiate with terrorists. Bin Laden, yeah, okay. Let me just stop right here. We don't negotiate with terrorists. It is not us, folks. If you want to buy the argument this was Osama bin Laden and his gang of merry men, you know, the CIA asset, that he was the one that singularly attacked New York, killed 3,000 people, was able to hijack four jet airliners, did this all under the nose of American intelligence, and it was just a big surprise, so we got to get Osama bin Mama here. We got to nail this guy. If the intelligence was so good, it must have been because it was less than 24 hours they were pinning this on Osama bin Laden. And as far as anybody knew, this guy was hiding in caves someplace. And George Bush was not interested in capturing him, neither was the CIA, because they had talked to him face-to-face in Dubai Hospital. He was supposedly a wanted terrorist at that point. Why the CIA didn't arrest him? Well, ask the CIA and get no answer. But if this is the case, and this is legitimate, and Osama bin Mama has been responsible for the September 11th attacks, and he says he doesn't want to fight anymore, it would seem to me that that would be a coup for the United States government. Rather than spending trillions of dollars, wreaking more havoc, destroying more countryside in the Middle East, expanding military operations over there, and basically inflaming most of the Muslim world, I think it would be a pretty good move. I think we can all admit now that Afghanistan and Iraq was a mistake. We were lied to about the reasons for going in there. And now they're talking about Syria, and they're also talking about Iran. So if we have not had any legitimate Muslim terrorist attacks inside this country, if we keep this up, we just may see them. That's the bottom line. Let me continue here with the White House response. Bin Laden, who had been not been heard since December 27th, 2004 audio tape in which he anointed Zarqawi, Iraq's most wanted man, as al-Qaeda's leader in Iraq, also said his network was aiming and was winning the war against the U.S. I would like to tell you that everything is going to our advantage. This is Osama bin Laden again. And the number of your dead is increasing, according to Pentagon figures. Al-Zarqawi said in a September videotape that his leader was still alive and leading the jihad against the West. Well, folks, it's an illegal war. It's an unconstitutional war. It is not one. It had nothing to do with terrorism, because there was no Afghani terrorists that were involved in September 11th, nor was there any Iraqi terrorist. We had a lot of Mossad that was involved in that operation, but we didn't have any terrorists from the Middle East doing it. So what do we have here? Now, do you think, now just think about this for a second. Do you think that, say, in Vietnam, for instance, if the North would have said, look, we don't want to fight anymore. We've been dying at the French's hands, the English hands, now the American hands. You know, we need to make a truce here and, you know, let's get this thing done and over with. Do you think that would not have been a wise decision? How many people did we manage to kill over there? How many young Americans? 58,000 plus. We're up to 2,222. The Pentagon just must love round numbers. But, folks, if terrorist operations and Al-Qaeda is this worldwide, singular, hot point and all-encompassing terrorist network, and the leader of this says, look, we don't want to fight anymore, don't you think it'd be a good idea to take the offer up with them, start talking again, detente, some kind of foreign policy? But that's not what is at hand here. It has nothing to do with Iraq, democracies. It has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. What they're trying to do is piss enough people off that they're hoping to create more terrorism so they can keep this phony war on terrorism rolling, so they can continue to build their police states, shredding the Constitution, and we'll all be living basically in jail cells without bars because, well, we're just going to be all so fearful that the next terrorist attack is going to kill millions of people. The stuff has to stop, folks. These people did nothing to us, okay? All right. Take the break. We'll come back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's an open phone Friday, folks, 800-313-9443. Any topic you want to discuss, any comments you want to make, any questions you want to ask, feel free to do so. Another undeclared war, Pat J. Buchanan weighed in on this one. He says, is the United States about to launch a second preemptive war against a nation that has not attacked us to deprive it of weapons of mass destruction that it does not have? The U.S. troops tied down in Afghanistan and Iraq with Pakistanis inflamed over the U.S. airstrike that wiped out 13 villagers, including women and children. It would seem another war in the Islamic world is the last thing America needs. Yet the military option against Iran is the talk of the town. There is only one thing worse, according to John McCain. Exercising the military option is that is a nuclear-armed Iran. The military option is the last option but cannot be taken off the table. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, McCain said, Iran's nuclear program presents the most grave situation that we have faced since the end of the Cold War, absent the whole war on terror. Really, Mr. Kane? Meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Bush employed the same grim terms he used before invading Iraq. If Iran goes forward with nuclear enrichment, says Bush, it could pose a grave threat to the security of the world. McCain and Bush both emphasized the threat to Israel. What threat to Israel? They got 400 nuclear weapons. What threat? Do you think if the Iranians developed a couple of nuclear weapons that they had launched an attack on Israel? No, they would not. But, of course, Bush and, well, Bush is out there, and along with McCain, stumping for, yeah, let's go get Iran. And all the usual suspects, Buchanan says, are beating the drums for war. Israel warns that March is the deadline after which she may strike. One reads of F-16s headed for Gulf. The Weekly Standard is feathered and painted for the warpath. The Iranian Shalibis are playing their assigned roles, warning that Tehran is much closer to nukes than we all realize. But just how imminent is this grave threat? Thus far, Tehran has taken only two baby steps. It has renewed converting yellow cake into uranium hexafluoride, the gaseous substance used to create enriched uranium. And Iran has broken the International Atomic Energy Agency seals at its nuclear facility at Natanz, where uranium hexafluoride is to be processed into enriched uranium. But on Saturday, the foreign minister said it was still suspending fuel productions. However, President Mohammed Ahmadinejad has declared there are no restrictions for nuclear research activities under the NPT, the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty Iran has signed. Here, Iran's president is supported by his countrymen and stands on the solid ground of international law. Its Secretary of State, Condi Rice, said last week, there is simply no peaceful rationale for the Iranian regime to resume uranium enrichment. Really? Okay, Condi. Why don't you tell the Russians and the Chinese that we're dumping all our nukes to the bottom of the sea? Why don't you tell them that? And why don't you try to sell that to the American people? For the Iranians to have a couple of nuclear weapons, I think is good sense for the Iranian people. And if you think about this coming down to a full exchange war with Israel, what full exchange? They pop off a couple of nukes. Israel has just been just absolutely wanting to wipe out Iran for a number of years. It would give them the perfect excuse. Then they could have their way with Palestine and whatever else. The war would be on. That would suit Israel's purpose. A little bit more about this on the other side of the break here, and we'll take your more calls at 800-313-9443. Are y'all asleep out there? All right, this is an open phone Friday. Let's take advantage of it. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.